The patient's last name is Hilton, H-I-L-T-O-N. The first name is Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A. Date of visit is I don't know the date of visit. The next step of verification tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. Post of it was in 2003. Comma patient was in Camp Klamath, K-L-A-M-A-T-H, Falls, comma in Oregon. First patient was in the training exercise. First patient was tackled by another soldier. First patient tells me that he was wrapped up in the arm, comma and the head fell onto the cement. First patient tells me the head directly hit the hard cement. First patient tells me that he was hit on the right side of the head. First patient had immediate loss of consciousness for about 1 minute. First patient had severe confusion, disorientation, and dizziness when he woke up. Next paragraph. The next episode is 2001, comma in Kuwait. First up, a patient tells me that he was involved in many loud explosions. First up, a patient tells me that these shock waves from the explosions were causing him significant headaches, confusion, and disorientation. First up, he did not lose consciousness. First up, next paragraph. In 2022, comma patient tells me that he was in the Klamath, K-L-A-M-A-T-H, Falls. The first up patient was at home. The first up patient was standing up. First up, he suddenly fell to the ground. The first up, hit the floor. The first up, his back of the head hit the floor. Patient loss of consciousness. The first patient was confused, disoriented. The first but when he woke up, a patient has severe head pain. First up, next paragraph. Since the event, a patient significant headaches, dizziness, neck pain, scalp pain. First up, a patient tells me that he has daily headaches. First patient's difficulty to concentrate and focus. First patient's limited ability to use computer because of the headache and concentration. First up, next paragraph. Patient is currently working for the Air Force at the anti-terrorism unit. First patient tells me that he has significant difficulty to use the computer because of his chronic headache and difficulty to concentrate and focus. The first patient also has a cognitive deficit. The first patient is not able to remember a lot of task duties. The first patient blanks out a lot. The dizziness is also affecting his concentration. First up, the next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, the patient had a multiple head injury resulted in loss of consciousness, confusion, and disorientation. First up, patient also severe head pain. In 2003, comma patient was in Camp, K-L-A-M-A-T-H, Falls. Oregon, comma patient was in physical training exercises and he got wrapped up by another soldier, comma his head fell onto the cement ground on the right side of the head. The first patient had immediate loss of consciousness, and when he woke up, he was confused and disoriented. The first patient also had another loss of episode when he was at home in the Klamath Falls in Oregon. He was standing and then suddenly fell to the ground on the ground and hit the floor. First up, it was a wooden floor. First up, patient had complete loss of consciousness. First up, since these events, the patient had daily headaches, confusion, disorientation, difficulty to concentrate and focus, dizziness. First up, it is my opinion that the chronic headaches, difficulty to concentrate, focus, and dizziness, comma, all signs and symptoms suggesting a traumatic brain injury. First up, next paragraph, I guess marks a denotation. Next patient. Next patient, last name is K-N-U-D-S-E-N. First name is Carolyn. Date of visit is January 23, 2024. Date of birth is November 25, 1985. Referring physician is Dr. S-E-Y-E-D. First name is S-E-Y-E-D. Last name is H-O-S-S-E-I-N-I. Again, last name is H-O-S-S-E-I-N-I. Next paragraph Dublin, FCI. Again, Dublin, FCI. Next, we have a chief complaint, multiple sclerosis. Next, we have a history of President Administration. It's a 38-year-old female, common chief complaint, multiple sclerosis. First up, a patient tells, I've seen previously seen a patient in August 30th of 2023. First up, a patient to have history of multiple sclerosis for about 10 years. The first up, a patient has started to take the Tecfidera, C-E-C-F-I-D-E-R-A, Tecfidera pills. So first patient is taking 240 milligrams a day. First up, patient tells me that she did not have any side effects. So first patient is tolerating medication very well. First up, her right arm is still numb. First up, her right leg is still weak. First up, however, there's no acute exacerbation. First up, there's no optic neuritis. First up, there's no eye pain. First up, next we have a neurological examination, sensory examination. Patient's decreased sensation to the right arm. First up, patient subjective tingling and numbness in the right arm. First up, the right leg, motor examination, the right leg is mildly weak, a 4+ out of 5. First up, next we have an impression, multiple sclerosis. First up, a patient has been taking Tecfidera. Patient is taking 240 milligrams once a day. First up, patient denies any side effects. So first up, next we have a recommendation to obtain blood tests, every 3 months, including absolute lymphocytes, to make sure the absolute lymphocyte is not too low. First up, I recommend the CBC with DIF, comprehensive metabolic panel, and liver function tests every 3 months. First up, she needs these blood tests as long as she's taking Tecfidera. Next number. Continue taking Tecfidera. First up, please increase the dosage to 240 milligrams twice a day. First up, next number, explain the patient common sign and sense, common symptoms from side effects. Next number, also explain to the patient the signs and symptoms from acute exacerbations of multiple sclerosis. Next number, recommendation filed with me in 3 months. So first up, this marks the end of dictation. Last name is Hugh, H-U, first name is E-R-I-C, date of visit is January 25, 2024, date of birth is October 20th, 1974. Next paragraph, referring physician is Salinas Valley State Prison. Next paragraph, next paragraph, a chief complaint, myasthenia gravis. Next paragraph, history present illness. Patient is a 49-year-old male, common history of myasthenia gravis. First up, I've seen him previously in October 25 of 2023. First up, I recommend patient to start on the extended release of Mestinon ER, 270 milligrams, one pill at night. First up, it is helping him significantly. First up, it is helping him in the morning, that he's not weak anymore in the morning. First up, you clearly see the difference when he wakes up, that he's not weak. First up, patient denies any significant weakness now. First up, patient had a left eye ptosis. First up, but he does not have any generalized weakness right now. First up, he has seen neuro ophthalmologist before. First up, next paragraph, patient's also planning to get the thymectomy, T-H-Y-M-E-C-T-O-M-Y. Thymectomy. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph. neurologic examination, the cranial nerve examination. Patient has left eye mild left eye ptosis. So first step, extracting the motor intact. The first step, mental status examination. Patients awake and alert. First step, speech is fluent. First step, cranial nerve examination. Extracular motor intact. And the mixed motor examination. Arm strength of 5 minus bilateral arms. First step, 4 plus in bilateral legs. First step, next for gait examination. Patients in the wheelchair. First step, next for. Next pair of impression, myasthenia gravis. First up, a patient was previously diagnosed myasthenia gravis in 2021 at UC Riverside with the neurology evaluation and neuro-ophthalmology evaluation for the left ptosis and diffuse weakness. First up, since last visit, I added vision and extended release of mestinon ER 270 milligrams once at night. First up, it is helping him significantly in the morning time. First up, patient is able to wake up feeling much stronger. First up, there's no side effects at first up. A mixed word of recommendation continue to take the extended release mestinon ER 270 milligrams 1 PO QHS. So first up, patient currently taking at 1 a.m. First up, it is too late for him. First up, recommend patient to take it before you go to sleep around 8:30 p.m. First up, please do not give him a 1 a.m. comma, that's too late. He's sleeping already. First up, please give it to him before you go to sleep, comma, such as 8:30 p.m. First up. And next number, recommend patient continue to take the mestinon, the regular mestinon, 60 milligrams 1 PO 4 times a day. First up, next number, patient is already planning to have a thymectomy. First up, a patient tells me that they're planning for an MRI for the chest. First up, next number, recommend patient explain to patient that the risk and benefit for the thymectomy. First up, the thymectomy will help with the myasthenia gravis symptoms. First up, the risk would include the standard surgical risk. First up, next number, recommend patient follow me in 3 months. First up, next number, this month, the end of dictation. Next patient. Next patient, last name is Beltran, B-E-L-T-R-A-N. Again, B-E-L-T-R-A-N. First name is Albert, A-L-B-E-R-T-O. Date of visit is January 25, 2024. Date of birth is February 8, 1963. Referring physician, St. Lena's Valley State Prison. Next, we have a chief complaint, chronic leg pain. Next, we have history present illness. Patient can show significant left leg pain. First up, patient also tells me a significant left arm pain and left arm weakness. First up, as a matter of fact, both arms are painful and tingling and numbness, according to patient. First up, the leg pain and weakness has not been getting worse. First up, it is stable. First up, patient tells me it still has significant pain in the left posterior thigh down to the leg. First up, patient also significant low back pain with ridiculous symptoms down to the left leg. First up, as far as the arm, a common patient tells me a tingling numbness in all the fingers. First up, the left arm is weak to a point that he's not able to raise the left arm. First up, next part of a neurological examination, mental state examination, patient is awake and alert. First up, compression is intact. Motor examination, bilateral hand grip of 5 out of 5. First up, next paragraph, leg strength, patient has mild weakness in the left leg more than the right leg. First up, the left leg strength is 4 out of 5. First up, the right leg is 4 plus out of 5. First up, next we have a sensory examination, patient's decreased sensation in the left large toe. First up, gait examination, patient uses a cane. Next we have a EMG nerve conduction study of the arms today. It shows that it was a normal study. First up, it did not show any evidence for carpal tunnel syndrome, cervical radiculopathy, ulnar entrapment neuropathy, and radiosensory neuropathy and peripheral neuropathy. For seven sort of concussions. Impression, number one, chronic lumbar radiculopathy come bilaterally at L4 and L5 levels. So this is contributing to his muscle atrophy in the legs. So first up, it's also contributing with some pain in the leg and weakness in the legs. So first up, impression number two, patient in the past have elevated CPK levels. So first up, patient's in seeing a rheumatologist. So first up, patient tells me that he already had muscle biopsy at the left calf before. First up, the next step. Impression number three, bilateral arm weakness. I'm sorry, bilateral arms tingling, bilateral hand tingling and numbness. So first off, the EMG nerve conduction study today of the arms shows that there is no evidence of carpal tunnel syndrome, palmocervical radiculopathy, and compressive neuropathy. For stemming for recommendation, explanation of the above diagnosis. Next number. Recommend the patient to see a spine surgeon or neurosurgeon for his lumbar radiculopathy next number. As far as the elevated CPK, please recommendation to follow with the rheumatologist. So for some, I do not think he has myositis, such as inflammatory myositis. First up, next number. Recommendation follow with me as needed basis. First up, next number. Just mark the dictation.